أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولما جاءهم كتاب من عند الله مصدق لما معهم وكانوا من قبل يستفتحون على الذين كفروا. In the previous ayat, Allah Ta'ala explained about the hearts which are ghulful, that is, which they say they are covered and no truth can enter them. Now in this ayat, Allah Ta'ala explains the heart that is upside down, to which reference was made yesterday also. Also from what we learned, that we have to bring iman not on part of the things, not on most of the things, not on almost everything, but 100% everything we have to bring iman. Only then is that iman acceptable by Allah Ta'ala. And with all the dangers lurking, it's very necessary that we refresh and renew our iman on a daily basis, at least reading our kalimas, and especially the last imani mujmal. Amantu billah kama huwa bi asma'ihi wa sifatihi. I believe in Allah Ta'ala as Allah is, with all his sifat, with all his names and with all his sifat. Wa qabiltu jami' ahkamihi wa arkanihi. And I accept all the laws of Allah Ta'ala. Whatever rulings Allah has made, I accept them wholeheartedly. It's very important we should refresh our iman. And wherever we doubt it, like for example, somebody else made a joke and we also enjoyed it in our heart, but it was a joke about iman, Islam, we should read our kalima again. Just to be safe all the time, we should read our kalima, and we should, the greatest thing, we are so particular of protecting a 50 rand note, to protect our 5,000, 50,000 rand. But the most valuable thing is our iman. And to protect our iman, we don't think about it also, that I have to protect my iman. And that 50 rand note, if a person wants to steal it, rob us of it, there is quite a physical process in that. And our iman, if shaitan robs us of it, we don't even know. He comes so stealthily and he will take it from our hearts. So therefore, we should be very concerned about our iman, the protection of iman. This is our only way that we will get to Jannah and get into the pleasure of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. And we should be very concerned of the iman of our family, our children, even our human folk today, with the cell phone, what and what messages are coming, going, etc., what is being discussed there, and then with our children who are exposed to what and what things in the schools, in what their friends, etc., at universities, what they are being exposed to. It's very important that we see to the protection of the iman. However, in front now, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, وَلَمَّا جَاءَهُمْ كِتَابٌ مِّنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ. اور جب پہنچی ان کے پاس کتاب اللہ کے طرف سے. And when the kitab, the Quran Sharif, reached them from Allah Ta'ala's side. And these Jews, referring to the Jews here, and they should always have, were waiting for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to come to them, and also for the kitab that he is going to come with. The Jews of Medina Sharif and the Jews of Khaybar, they used to have lot of fights with people, and in their fights they should turn to Allah and make dua that, O Allah, we ask you by the wasta, by the wasila of Ahmad Mustafa. They knew the name of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that who you are going to be sending to us, and the kitab that he is going to come with, oh Allah, by the barakat of that, you give us victory over our enemies. And they should get victory also. So they knew very well about Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and about the Quran, and they were waiting for them also. So Allah says, when this kitab came and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam came, the one was min indillah, Allah ki taraf se. They saw clearly that it was from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. They knew that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam is Nabi ummi, The Nabi who did not learn anything from anyone. He did not have any ustad in this world. He didn't attend any madrasa, any school or anything. So he did not know Arabic. He didn't know alif from ba. For such a Nabi who didn't even know Arabic, they said that he has copied the messages of the Torah and the teachings which came before. And that was in Ibrani language. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam was made a Nabi, he didn't know the Arabic language. So how would he know another foreign language? So this kitab was clear, it was clear proof that it was from Allah Ta'ala. And more than that, musaddiqul lima ma'ahum, that this kitab jo sachcha batati hai, us kitab ko jo unke paas hai. This kitab testifies to the kitab which they have got, the Torah. They could see that the teachings were the same as the Torah, of believing in one Allah, the commandments of Allah. They saw that the teachings were the same like the Torah. So when they saw the miracle of the Quran, they saw that it was teaching the same things which their kitab is teaching. This was all the more reason that they should have accepted wholeheartedly. And they were waiting for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They were waiting for the Quran to come. وَكَانُوا مِنْ قَبْلُ يَسْتَفْتِحُونَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا. اور پہلے سے فتح مانگتے تھے کافروں پر. And by this kitab and by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his wasila and his barakat, they should ask for victory over their enemies. They should ask from Allah Ta'ala, and Allah granted it to them. So this was all the more reason that they should have accepted wholeheartedly. But just because of that pride in them, that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam wasn't born from the Bani Israel, but he was born from Bani Ismail, the children of Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam. He wasn't from the Jews, but he was from the Arabs. This they could not accept. That pride of theirs, and also that inner inherent pride they had, that they did not want to follow any other commandments but just their own nafs, what they wanted, their desires. So in that also we must see also that with regard to the teachings of the Quran Sharif, we all will say, we will ask people to take qasam by the Quran also. But really our own self, how much of iman have we got on the Quran? We believe in the Quran as a whole, but on every ayat, whether it has to do with hijab and parda, whether it has to do with the penal code of Islam, capital punishment of Islam, the laws of inheritance in Islam, how much do we really believe in all that? So we also should see that we believe and accept the whole Quran Sharif. And the Quran Sharif is an open miracle in front of our eyes today. Especially in Ramadan, when young boys read the Quran Sharif in front of our eyes, out of memory in namaz, and with so many huffaz behind them, and they recite the whole Quran Sharif, if that is not a, and they're not Arabs, they don't know the Arabic language, if that is not a miracle, then what is it? Open miracles are in front of us. That little children in the month of Ramadan, when it is the summer months, long months, and even now in Europe, etc., when they've got 18 hours roza, some places 20 hours roza, little children are keeping those rozas. If this is not a miracle, then what is it? Otherwise, a child without some chappis in his mouth, without some gum, etc., he just cannot accept that. But how many a smoker who can't do without his smoking, but they will keep these long rozas also. So these are clear miracles also, which should convince us, and we should have full iman on Allah Ta'ala. And this is our greatest asset, more than everything what we have got or the world has got. Iman is the greatest thing, and we should be very, very particular to protect this iman of ours. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah.